So at Pwani University, I'm engaged with space weather research, and at the moment, we have just installed our second space laboratory, and we are looking forward to impacting on this area in Kenya. I was making a presentation on the impact of space weather on our human technology. At the low latitude where we are based, that is the Kenya region and the entire larger part of Africa, a space weather is a great threat to our technology. So it's my feeling that our contribution in this area will add a lot to the international community in enhancing our safety in using the technology.
And now for a layperson, someone like myself who is not a researcher, not a science buff or anything like that, what exactly does that mean?
What that really means is that when we can understand the impact of space weather on our technology, we will enhance the capability and the reliability on our technology. The technology is currently supporting us in nearly all aspects of our life, and we need to understand that it can be compromised at certain time. And this is our concern as scientists, and this is where we are contributing towards. An example of this is satellite signal. If you are at the low latitude, you are most likely to get your signals compromised. And when your signal compromised, there are a number of emergencies that we are currently relying on which are dependent on this technology, like surveying, and this is a big issue in Africa. So we need to understand how space status affects our usage of this technology in solving our issues.
Thank you. And for people who are not so familiar with the topic, how exactly does space science support sustainable development, particularly in Kenya?
It's true that up to this time, space science has not supported all the 17 sustainable development goals, but there are a number that are already being supported. If you look at Africa, land is still an issue, resources is still an issue. Like in Kenya, we are already monitoring our elephants using GPS satellite signals. This is quite important. But mostly, space technology is enhancing the quality of education. Remember, one of the greatest pillars of sustainable development goals remains quality education. So we hope to take this ahead and help our people meet the sustainable development goals through space and space technology.
Thank you, Joseph. And I wonder if you can tell us about the value of this conference.
The value of this conference is what I learned here as a researcher, and the partnership I'm making are going a long way in supporting the way I teach at the university, and it's also creating opportunities back at home for our people. We appreciate so much UN through UNOSA and their continued support, particularly in capacity building, because this is translating back at home. And this is adding greater value. And I want to thank them so much for the much they have done, particularly for the African scientists. I am one beneficiary of this, and over the last 6 years, they have supported us through capacity building, and this is building this thematic area, which still remains at its infancy in major African states.